It is time for our very first edition of Coffee Break right here on eRadio. And every Friday at this time, I'll be chatting to someone interesting. Today we have Talia Day from Reds Etc. Properties in Sedgefield. What makes her so interesting is her background in TV and film industry. Now she went from that into real estate, not to mention rubbing shoulders with big stars like William Shatner. She's going to tell us all about it today. Talia, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And you, Ian?
I'm
nice
good,
to be
thank
in the
you.
Studio. Thank you very much.
Yes, nice to have you. Now, today we're talking to you. I mean, you've got such an interesting background. I want to know how you went from TV and filming into property.
Yeah, that's quite a jump, eh?
Yeah. How did you let's start at the beginning. Okay, how did you have you always been in filming and television previously before property?
Yes, I was. So I started in the film industry when I was 17. Didn't have a license or anything like that. So I was kind of just working in the offices as an assistant and basically built myself up from an office assistant, lackey, runner, T-girl to being a set dresser, art designer, props mistress. So I rose in the industry with a lot of backbreaking work, thousands of hours and hundreds of thousands of kilometers on the road.
And
it was an amazing time, some of the best times of my life.
And do you mind name dropping a bit? You obviously rubbed shoulders with quite a few big names. Let's hear it.
So the literal highlight of my career was working on the Avengers number 2, Age of Ultron.
Wow.
They came and shot some of the movie in Joburg while I was still there. And I had the absolute and utter privilege of being on that and working on that. It was amazing. That was absolutely the highlight of my career. And then I've also worked with Sir William Shatner.
He's
just jetted off into space.
Yes, that's quite amazing.
Yes.
Wow, what was he like?
He was actually the most friendly, amazing person. We were doing a commercial with him. It was a couple of years ago. And we had his actor's trailer. And I got these beautiful silver serving dishes with a dome lid. And we had a separate caterer for him and everything. And, you know, because it's Sir William Shatner. You know, mm-hmm. You don't speak to him. You don't look at him. Crew just puts their heads down, do our work and, you know, fame walks in. And he was actually just so friendly and relaxed, and he said, no, I'm not going to sit in my trailer and eat my lunch on my own. I want to sit with everyone. So he came and he joined the crew at the crew table, and he ate chicken with us, and he chatted and told us his stories of his time in the industry, and it was amazing, really.
Wow. Yo, that's amazing. What a privilege. How many people can say they actually met him?
Yo. I know. It was amazing. Yeah.
It probably felt so surreal. But now from film and television to real estate, how on earth did that happen?
It's quite a strange jump, hey?
Yes. How did they kind of, how did they meet each other there?
Okay, so when I was in the film industry, I was in the art department doing design and set dressing and basically creating the world that you saw on screen.
Mm.
So it was very much art design, creating a home for actors to make into a real world. You know, everything that you see on screen, we as art department had a hand in making it. Nothing was there by mistake,
yeah.
You know? So that kind of started my journey into creating worlds and dreams and making dreams come true. And my family, since my grandmother was a real estate agent, my grandfather was a real estate agent, my mom and both my aunts are in real estate as well. And they've all been very, very successful. So as a little girl, I grew up with real estate lingo. It was just something that we always spoke at the dinner table, and weekends were show days, and I often remember driving in the backseat of my mom's car, and we would go and pick up boards and hammer in boards. Yeah. And, you know, so when I wanted to leave the industry, as a mom, I couldn't do the hours that the industry required from me. So I decided to break away from it completely and really looked into a career that was more family orientated. And real estate was just really the natural step to go. It really was. And it's been amazing. I absolutely love it because here I am helping people make their dreams come true in a real world. It's not exactly. just fake anymore.
Exactly.
It's not just for show.
I love that. I love it's how real. The two worlds kind of met there. I love that. Only the difference is this time around it's real.
Yes.
I like that.
It's bricks and cement and wood, and it's not cardboard cutouts and, you know.
set walls. Yeah. But listen, Talia, so how did you, I mean, you obviously joined Reds Etc., which is a national company. Tell us a bit more about Reds Etc. Properties.
Okay, so Reds Etc., it's an innovative real estate brand that really strives to bring a new and fresh approach to the real estate marketing environment. Okay, so they work really differently. Now, Pam Snyman is the founder and managing director, and she's served the real estate industry since 1986. So she's really had a lot of experience in the industry, and she's very knowledgeable of what she's doing. So in 2013, she decided that after 27 years in the corporate real estate world, that there were certain aspects of the industry that needed serious reinventing and re-looking at. And she basically just wanted to start a company that does real estate in a different way. Okay.
Mm.
To combining out-of-the-box thinking with a unique brand that creates or brings about something new to the world, you know?
Yeah.
And she was determined that this is exactly what the real estate profession in South Africa needed, and she did it. And it's been going now for 9 years. Mm. And it's just growing because it's amazing. It's really a great company to work for. Pam's mentorship is amazing. And there's over 120 agents nationally. So it's a national brand, but based in Stellenbosch. It's always growing and it's always evolving. And agents have the freedom to create their own brand. So as we're working under the Reds Etc. brand, we can do our own marketing in a different way. Like chatting with you now is something really new that's happening. And, you know, we can think out of the box. And there
are,
within the company bounds, very few boundaries.
Yeah, it's nice to have that freedom. Yeah, it's almost like being independent. That's really, really nice. And you're working in Sedgefield, right, in the Garden Route?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I love Sedgefield.
It is a lovely place. Yeah, I also called it home for about 12 years. It's a lovely, it's a very unique place.
It is. There's something very special about Sedgefield. Mm-hmm. I came here 6 years ago, fresh off the film industry red carpet with stars in my eyes.
Mm.
And I was really looking for somewhere to call my true home and to settle my family and to find my white picket fence. And Sedgefield is the place between George and Leisner, you know, that if you blink, you'll miss it.
Yeah.
Gone. Bye.
Yeah.
But when you are here, you can really appreciate the beauty of our slow town, the community spirit, and the immense support and love that the people in this town have for each other is overwhelming.
Yeah.
And it's the tiniest little paradise, and I'm very blessed to be part of this community. And Sedgefield is a budding, growing little town. We have the best of all worlds. You know, I mean, we've got the beautiful beaches, the magnificent lagoon with the endangered Meisner seahorse, the mountains, paragliding, hiking walks. We've got the tortoises. So it's no wonder that property is really highly sought after here.
Dahlia, that actually brings me to my next question. You've obviously witnessed the changes in the property market in the last 2 years. How has it changed? What's your observation?
So the market has changed a lot in the last 2 years. It's become what's called a seller's market. And that is where there are not many houses for sale. And so prices are going up because the sellers can basically put, you know, a good price to their house, and they'll get it because houses here are very sought after. Mm. People are moving down here, and what is available on the market sells very quickly. And houses are being sold even before they're listed online. Wow. We'll get something in and be able to match a client to the house without even having advertised it. And, wow. I love that. That's amazing. Yeah. You know, that's the best thing for me.
It's like a shoe that fits.
Yes, you know. And people have realized that the garden route is the last stretch of green paradise in South Africa. And it really is. And we have everything here. The scenery, the people, and it really is much safer than the rest of South Africa.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big thing for people, especially with families.
Mm.
And we're seeing an influx of buyers here that are mostly from KZN, Pretoria, and Joburg.
Yeah, so-called semigration.
Yes, yeah. And especially after the riots in KZN, you know, people are really flocking here. They just want peace, and they want security and safety. And that's what Sedgefield and the Garden Route really gives people.
Exactly, yeah. And would you say that rentals are also pretty scarce at the moment? Because that's something I'm finding. It's incredibly scarce. I mean, if you look at the Property 24 listings, sometimes you only have one page to look at for some of the towns,
yes,
including Sedgefield.
Yes. So I also work quite a lot in rentals. And it's rentals are like trying to find Cinderella's glass slipper. Okay.
Mm.
Really.
Yeah.
It is incredibly difficult.
It is. That's right on. Yeah.
Especially if it's pet friendly.
Yeah.
And they accept kids, and it's not furnished, and you don't need to move out of December.
That's exactly.
The four things.
They always want to chuck you out in December. Always.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not cool.
So it's incredibly difficult for families to move down here before they buy, because how can you settle into a home where you have to move out, you know?
Mm.
So it's a highly contentious issue because a lot of the homes here are holiday homes.
Mm.
You know, you also have to look after your people. You have to look after both sides, your seller, your landlord, and your buyer, and your lessee, you know.
Yeah.
So it's finding that balance of looking after everyone that is, it's really difficult, but it's an amazing experience, you know.
Yeah. Now, Dahlia, I mean, buying and selling a property, I mean, that's a big decision. It's a big move. How, if you had to give us some advice, how should people choose an agent?
So choosing an agent is like choosing a bodyguard. Okay. You want
like
a good
it.
One, you
yeah.
know.
That's a nice one.
And you need someone that understands your needs and your dreams and your hopes and what you want to achieve with the sale of your house, or what you are hoping to make work in terms of buying a home. And real estate for me, it's not just sales deep, if that makes sense. It's making connections with people's dreams, listening to their hopes and their ambitions. And if it's a seller, there's a reason why they are selling, whether it's to downgrade, upgrade, go overseas, move away, find something different. So you really need to understand for that person why they're selling, and then finding their match, the house's match, because every house is looking for their new owner.
Mm.
If the house is on the market, it's going, I'm looking for you.
Yeah.
And your job is to say, yeah, are you the right person, you know?
Mm.
And for a buyer, it's to make their dreams come true. And that's literally what I try to do as an agent, is to help people find their dream, their happily ever after, you know?
Mm. I love your answer. That's so, so nice. Wow.
Thank you.
That's nice. So, I think that's the way all property agents should think about it. You know, it's not just a job.
Yes, you know, there's the two sides. There's many, many facets to it. And I think it's also very dependent on a person's personality.
Yeah.
So you can get very driven estate agents that are very good, very sales orientated, which is amazing. You know, I find people like that are just, wow, they blow my mind away. And then for me, it's more about a personal experience and creating relationships.
Yeah.
Because when you choose an agent, you are not just choosing a face or a brand, a piece of paper or a machine. You're choosing a person. And this person is going to hold your hand through a very difficult and can be very stressful and often the biggest decision of your life.
Yeah.
You know?
It is a big decision.
And it is, you know, and it's choosing the person that will help you find where you will be, like, your most vulnerable, where you sleep, where you cook and share your meals, where you laugh and cry and where you dance and celebrate and where you'll hold your first child or your grandchild or walk your dogs or, you know, it's where dreams are made.
I can imagine what it must be like for somebody buying a house. I mean, I kind of recently when we moved, I kind of bonded with the agent who got us our place where we rent. And I mean, I can only imagine what it's like when you're buying. But we are very, very close right now after that experience, because for me, it was kind of really stressful at that stage. And she really guided and helped me through it. And I mean, I think she's leaving the property market at the end of December, but we are still in touch, and it's almost like a friend, you know?
Absolutely. You know, when you go through this process with someone and you you travel so deeply with a person, there is definitely a relationship that forms, you know. I love it when clients phone me or they send me pictures of their house that they've been there for a couple of weeks and they're like, Talia, look at my garden and look at this wall that I've just painted and let's come and have coffee and I go and visit. And
nice.
And you know, just getting that validation from people and keeping those relationships going is really important, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I love making dreams come true. And I love seeing the client's face just brighten and their eyes start looking around as they walk through the door of a house for the first time, you know. And you can kind of see the look on their face, and especially if it's a couple, they've got married body language talk, you know, and you can see them kind of like placing themselves in the house and like, oh, my couch is going to go there and the TV is going to go there. And they're imagining the rest of their lives in home. And there's a magic to this moment.
Definitely.
That's your happily ever after moment, you know.
Wow, that's so, so nice, Talia. Listen, I also want to ask you lastly, if you're looking at the property market right now, is it a good time to invest in property?
Absolutely. So property is definitely the best investment, I believe. And I've always grown up with this being drilled into my head by my family that property is the best investment you will ever make. It's not like buying a car, where as soon as you drive the car out the showroom, it loses 20% of its value, you know.
Yes.
In property, if you buy in a good area and you invest properly and if you fix it up, you will get a return on your investment, and often quite a high return, you know. And especially in Sedgefield at the moment, it's the time to buy is now. Because prices are going through the roof. They are soaring. If you look at just last year's sales prices compared to this year, what houses are going for, it's incredible. There's such amazing growth. And it's just going to get better. So it's definitely the time to buy now. Because just by buying now, within a year, you're already going to make a return on your investment.
Exactly.
And and in Sedgefield, because Sedgefield is so sought after. And stock, well, houses are very scarce here, especially for sale and for rent, you know.
Yeah.
So it's definitely the time to get into this game. And the interest rate is the lowest it's ever been.
So take advantage of it now. Yeah.
Absolutely, you know.
Talia, how do we get in touch with you if we want to buy, sell, or even rent?
Okay, so you can give me a call or WhatsApp. My number is 060-505-9222. Or you can pop me an email at Talia, T-A-L-I-A, at redsproperties.co.za. So that's Reds with a Z.
Yes.
Or find me on Facebook, Reds Etc. Properties with Talia Day. That's my page on Facebook. Yeah, go and like it, share, you know, support local.
Yeah.
yeah, so get in touch that way. Or and I really look forward to helping people find their way and finding their dreams, you know.
That's Talia Day. It was so nice to chat to you today, from film and television to real estate. And let me just say, your head is screwed on right, Talia. I like it.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I really appreciate, you know, the opportunity to chat with you and to share, you know, my outlook and my dreams for real estate going forward, if that makes sense, you know.
So absolutely. Thank you for that. Absolutely. And if I ever want to buy a house in Sedgefield, you are definitely my go-to person. I want you to do that. Yeah. I want you to do that for me, because we'll be great friends after that, I'm sure. It's just nice. I love your outlook. It's fantastic.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much, Talia. Have a super day.
Thanks, and you too, Ian. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.